This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
There'll be plenty of dogs drafted over the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Looking forward to it in our coverage right here. Exclusive coverage, guys. Nobody's going to give it to you like 92.9 The Game and all the different angles. And Thursday is going to be a big day as Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and then followed by, as we mentioned, Mike Conti, Dave West, the voice and the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons, giving you all that you need when it comes to the NFL draft. Let's talk about the Braves here real quick, Mike. And Mike and I were just discussing. We don't keep stuff from you. Former Brave Jeff Van Coor's comments about Ronald Acuña. And I said to Mike, the thing that was, upsetting to some people is that he insinuated that they don't need Ronald Acuña when talking about this situation and how Acuña threw his teammates under the bus by going on social media and making this a bigger story than what he assumes it probably should have been. Mike and I have had great encounters with Jeff Van Coor. Not taking shots at Jeff. He does a great job on the broadcast that he does, and this has nothing to do with that. But there are a lot of people who are saying his tone, Mike, and the way that he discussed this situation was a little bit alarming. And when you start talking about, again, he was, I guess, upset about Ken Rosenthal, who, by the way, brought up the fact that the three players that were punished by Snicker were Latin. Ken Rosenthal's one of the best baseball writers around and has been for many years. And he mentions in his article, if you want to go read it, how this perception, as I talked about, right. Everybody didn't see the world the same. But the perception is, okay, Kelnick loafs and he doesn't get punished for it. And then when Snit was asked about it, you know, obviously he said, well, was I supposed to? So Rosenthal writes this article, and Van Coor apparently went after him for making it you don't have to make it a racial thing. Well, Jeff, I'm sorry. Some people want to know why there is, as we've been saying on this show, Mike, for the last 48 hours, if in fact there is, a double standard.
Right. And look, I'm a big fan of Franchi. Love the broadcast, love the work he's done, love him as a player. And not having heard the full context of it, I just think what I've read that was taken from it, it's been published, so it's out there. I mean, it just, you're back in Snicker, and I get that. I mean, it just, to me, the thing with Ronald, yes, in a perfect world, Kelnick doesn't watch the ball. He runs to second base, and he gets a stand-up double. Snit is actually watching the player. One of his coaching staff says, hey, Kelnick, what the hell, man? We have accountability right here, right in the moment. And if Snicker decides, hey, you know what? I'm going to pull Kelnick from the game right now. Problem is, we're so thin, I don't think that was even a consideration. But, you know, and I've seen both sides. But now, again, if you're not a person of color, you might not be affected by this. Well, you're not taking in the entire, all the complexities of the story. Because, yes, there is a standard. It was established. And then it becomes a double standard when it's not followed through. When a guy like Kelnick, and I don't know what your allegiance to Kelnick is as opposed to a Marcelo Ozuna or a Ronald Acuña. You know, I don't follow. I'm not tracking where you're thinking about this. Look, Ronald, yes, as a young ball player, was he doing things that maybe need to be called out? And certainly. And there are guys I said yesterday that are in Cooperstown that have had the same kind of mistakes.
You're right.
About immaturity, and they're in Cooperstown because they got it together. I've just felt that if I'm Ronald, yeah, I wish you would just talk to Snicker and then this wouldn't be a thing. But that's okay because they've never had your back. Snicker, and this is part of the problem, and this is why I disagree with Jeff Francoeur. Mm. They have never, going back to the time that Freddie was here, or, you know, was there overlap with Brian McCann? I've got to go back and look.
I don't think so.
But it was more about Freddie, and then it was later on, it was Darnell guys like that.
Because his first season.
Brian was gone. But it just seems like, and I get, but I'm invoking Brian because the old school way of doing things that you don't want to see somebody showboat for the Marlins or somebody showboat for the Dodgers, whoever it was, or the Nationals, if it was Juan Soto at the time. But to me, we've never protected our star, going all the way back to when they beamed him in a blowout playoff loss, which is humiliating, and all the way back to run-ins with the Marlins and other instances where they've thrown Don Mattingly specifically thrown at Ronald Acuña. I just feel that Ronald might feel like, hey man, I'm working my butt off. Yes, I've been injured, but I'm injured because I'm hustling. Not like I'm injured because I'm loafing.
Right.
So I'm feeling like, let's give Ronald. Why doesn't Ronald get the benefit of the doubt? Oh no, Ronald! Terrible that Ronald would bring that. What? I think you're missing the whole story there.
Yeah, and I also think it was implied. And again, you know, we have a big show. We have a lot to worry about during the day. I cannot hear all the things that may or may not have happened. And I appreciate everybody who sent me stuff and said, what's going on with Frenchie? Why is he saying this stuff about Acuña? But I think the implication, Mike, was that Ronald, early in his career, to Mike's point, had been warned about some of this stuff. And then when it happened in a game.
Right.
Then I got to show you and make an example.
6 years ago, 2019.
And he hadn't done it since. He hadn't done it since. So, you know, it happens. It happens every day if you watch baseball, to be quite honest with you. There are numerous guys that they think they're getting a home run or a double off the wall, Mike, and they don't run as hard as they should. Nevertheless, it's up to each and every team and how they handle those situations. My issue was simply to defend Snit as a person, which is what Frenchie did, is great. I'm with you. I think he's a great person. You want to defend him as a manager? Winning manager, World Series manager. But then you can't go off the rails and say the things you did in necessarily trying to say, hey, Ronald deserved to be benched when he got benched. Kelnick, not so much. Like, that's the implication, Mike. And people are like, not so fast. So either way, people still have an opinion about how this all went down.
And I go back to, you know, Jimmy Johnson says you treat your stars differently than you treat your, you know, the 53rd man on the roster. And I mean, what is this thing about Kelnick? I mean, Kelnick, guys, he has not been good. It's good. One guy says upon our Twitter feed, he says, Matt goes, I think the coaching staff was so surprised that Kelnick made contact that it caught them off guard. That's funny.
That is funny.
But no, in the case of you know, some of the fans, it's like, yeah, it's, well, why are you guys making it about race? No, you guys made it about race. We're just talking about a double standard. Now, as Ken Rosenthal points out, an outsider, Ken Rosenthal. Well, I mean, it's a story because it happened. It's something occurred, and there's no consistency. And when you have a history with a player, now the reason I bring this up is if Ronald comes back and gets back to being the player he was pre-injury, you know, I'd like to think that he's earned the right to have somebody protect him if he does some of the things that that 200 players are doing nowadays, which is actually having fun.
Having fun. And it's entertaining us.
Correct.
Yes.
You know, the swag, now I get it. The old farts that don't want to see a guy flip a bat or have, like, you know, a Mr. T starter set, to paraphrase some people. That's their style. Okay? But I just think that there's wrong on every part. Wrong that Kelnick doesn't run it out. Wrong that Snicker's unaware and doesn't immediately discipline him. And you wish that Ronald didn't even bring it up. But Ronald's got an axe to grind because he feels like this team hasn't had his butt for 6 years.
All fair game. 404-726-0929. Braves did win last night. It was a good one, by the way. Sean Murphy, 3-run home run. 5-inning, 8th inning. It was fun to watch. Riley, I believe in you, is hitting and hitting like we expected him to. So things look good. We'll see what they do tonight. It's a bullpen start. But let me ask you this, Mike, because if the Braves continue to struggle in certain areas, okay, they're going to have to address some of this stuff in the trade deadline. And there are reports out there that Ozuna is a, quote, fascinating player to consider, as is in the final year of a 5-year deal. With future deals on the books, there's no guarantee that he will be re-signed as the DH. Meaning, does he become potential trade bait for the Atlanta Braves?
Well, that's interesting because, you know, let's trade the guy who's actually doing his job. Now, again, I get it. It's not as much. You know, this isn't, again, the argument we used to make for Al Horford, let's get something for him while you can. I don't know. I've not seen anything where Ozuna's even been asked. Maybe that'd be somebody might want to ask Marcel, are you happy here? Would you like to stay here?
Sure.
You know, because, yes, there's a price to it, and he's a bargain based on the production at $16 million. But, I mean, first things first, let's look at the big picture. We don't really have And by the way, this is not I'm not indicting Alex Anthopoulos. They've gone all in for players they thought were worth it, and some have been better than others. You know, we talked about Kelnick. I'm not a fan. I think Sean Murphy's finally coming around. But we've basically traded our farm system to the A's, right, and to the Angels. So we don't really have the depth. So if you're going to look for something as far as a closer, more starting pitching, yeah, you're going to have to give to get. And so I understand why they mentioned Ozuna. I'm just not happy with it.
Me neither. We'll
get Jurickson Profar off the books. Good luck with that.
last 3 years, Ozuna's been really good, man. And with the DH role, Mike, we don't have to worry about him screwing up in the outfield. Like, I think this is a perfect situation for him. Now, how long this lasts? Again, this was a low-risk, high-reward deal when we got Ozuna, right? He was a guy that had hit 30 home runs with the Cards, and everybody said, oh, okay, what's he going to do? Point is, he's been really good. I agree. I don't know if that's the route in which I want to go. But if we do have to make deals, depending on how this pitching staff looks, and because right now, listen, Chris Sale, unbelievable. He's got a 6 ERA. Your closer has a 6 ERA. The best pitcher on your staff who pitched last night was Schwellenbach. And, you know, you look at he pitched 7 innings, and you go, all right, well, what about Strider? Well, Strider's now on the 15-day IL. So, again, we're kind of right back to where we were at the beginning of the season when we were saying, all right, we really got one guy we can count on at least right now. We're hoping all of this works itself out. But, Mike, if it doesn't, they're going to have to address this.
Look, Alex will continue to watch the waiver wire. If there's more starting pitching that's dumped, he'll go pick it up. And we'll have it for a few weeks. Maybe it stays, maybe it doesn't.
Doesn't, right.
Our man Grant McCauley, to your point, it's a grade 1 hamstring strain. He said if he could pitch through it, he wouldn't be having the conversation with Grant about where he's at right now. Quote, it sucks. I just feel like I'm taking up space here again. Words of Spencer Strider. I'll do everything possibly humanly to get back out there as soon as I can. And you already brought up the fact they've already moved Craig Kimbrel up from Columbus to Gwinnett after looking really good down there in Double A.
Look, if he can help us, I have no expectations for Craig Kimbrel. If Kimbrel comes up here and is unbelievable, thank you.
Right.
But if he's not, I also understand they signed him to a minor league deal with just that, hoping that he could come help. And if he does, it's bonus, guys. They're not counting on Craig Kimbrel to be the Craig Kimbrel he was in 2012. That's not the same dude.
Right.
So I look at that, Mike, glass half full, and say, all right, I hope he can help. But, yeah, man, I just feel like those are concerning issues. The good news is we're hitting home runs again. And as a team, we needed to start hitting more long balls, and we're doing that.
Hey, man, yeah, don't trade it. I mean, like, I understand the logic behind it, but, man, Ozuna's the one guy I can bank on. And unlike Matt Olson, he doesn't have, like, two-month-long slumps, okay? He generally has a dip for a couple days, and he gets right back on it. And, look, you know, we're worried about that, you know, the injury, and he's not missed a beat. By the way, a lot of guys hit us up on the text line. Can't read them all, guys, at 404-726-0929. Some guys, you're making a federal case out of this. Mountain out of a molehill. Well, again, that doesn't affect you, so you're not really affected. You're not understanding why we're talking about Ronald Acuna and his feelings about this.
When Ken Rosenthal, who is a national writer and who can write about anything he wants in baseball, says, I'm going to write about what just happened with the Braves. It's a story.
Right.
I'm sorry that you don't want it to be, but it is. And I think, Mike, for Braves country, who was watching this game play out the other night, everybody kind of knew it. When it happened, and then you realize, wait a minute, that was kind of weird. And then everybody starts to – here's the deal. You've got these folks who do this digital research now. They will go back find stuff from years ago that you might have put out there on social media. And the point is, stuff's just started popping up. You guys remember this? Do you remember this? And everybody started – it just got a momentum of its own. I'm with Ken Rosenthal. If I had to write a national column, Mike, I would have been writing about this too, because this is something that needs to be addressed.
Jesse on the text line says, Ronald, another example of his immaturity. When will he learn? Well, let me ask you this, Jesse. Have you ever had somebody in your office, like let's say you took an hour, you're getting an hour for lunch, and you're late, there was a problem with your car, and you're out for 10 minutes. They dock you. They dock you a quarter hour's pay. Somebody else comes home the next day, and he's an hour and a half late, and they don't find him. You have a problem with that?
Is the guy white?
I'm not even bringing race into this. Yes. Okay, you know what? Perfect example. Let's say, Jesse, that your coworker, Hector, comes in and Hector doesn't get docked a quarter hour's pay for being late the loading dock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
How'd that make you feel about Hector?
It's a great example, but Mike. This-